Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today we're going to talk about some of our traditional healings through stories and the plants that are with it. And today's story is about the bear. And this is from my friend Thomas from Menominee, and he's one of my best friends, a medicine man and a healer. And we work closely together, and we share a lot of gifts together and a lot of teachings with our friends and families and others. So this is from Thomas. When you look at a medicine wheel, you should see seven directions. Always go clockwise. We would say sunwise. My first direction is north, top of medicine wheel. It's my clan and where the bear sits. My strength, the direction of medicine. The bear taught us how to protect. It gets up from its den, then goes to its perimeter and goes counterclockwise and spirals back to its den. This takes all day. While doing this, the bear checks on the medicine and keeps them safe. It is also why the men dancers dance counterclockwise at powwows. Keep the not good out and protecting everything within its perimeter. The bear taught us this. Second direction, east, where all the eagle nations live except for one, the spotted eagle nation. This direction is the direction of new beginnings, dreams, and visions. Third direction is the southern direction, the direction of all helper spirits, land, air, water, two-legged, four-legged, winged, and creatures that crawl on our Mother Earth. It's also the helper spirits that were here before Earth was finished being made. They have no human or animal form. Scary looking. It's the direction of the beginning and ending of the sacred circle of life. Starts pure and ends pure. Crossing over is pure. Fourth direction, west, where the spotted eagle nation lives, the thunderers, warriors, wolf who protects the other side, and the wildcat, the mountain lion, who protects the other side. They protect and teach medicine for the preservation of life. They protect the other side from people crossing over when they shouldn't. They protect the earth from spirits that want to come to earth. Fifth direction is the line from north to the south, upward, to father of all. The sixth direction is Grandmother Earth, east to the west, the direction of the sun as it crosses over Mother Earth, the path of life as the sun shows us, underground spirits. Seventh direction is the circle around the medicine wheel, the red road, our spiritual ways of life, the star nation, ancestors, sky spirits. When we see the medicine wheel, we see seven directions, and we are reminded of who we pray to when we pray, using the seven directions. Seven is a powerful number. Four is a powerful number. Four times seven is 28. The number of spirits we get as going through our spiritual way of life, of helping people spiritually. Four spirits for each of the seven directions. When all 28 are received by a person, they will have all seven directions represented. And this is our healings from our ancestors to live in balance with Mother Earth and the creatures and the stars. On the rain and all that we share. And this is our healing. This is our healing from traditional teachings, and this is the healings that we are going to have from the inside and keeping ourselves healthy and wise with our traditional spirituality. As we talk about healing and traditional plants and spirituality and our traditional teachings from our ancestors, today I'd like to do a story on the teardrop from a friend of mine, Thomas. Because they're good teachings, and they have to do with love and healing from the inside and our teachings from our ancestors and living with nature and Mother Earth and all those that we share with our planet. So let's talk about the teardrop, and here's the story. The tear is a powerful medicine. The shape is not often used because it is so sacred. It is also very personal, such a healing medicine inside each of us, every one of us. The teardrop is also the shape of a raindrop. The size of a raindrop can determine if there is a healing going on and what type of healing is going on. Freezing rain, sleet, hail, and snow are also sent from the spirits. They are said to be a spirit, The snow out of season is a strong healer of the mind and comes to tell people a loved one has passed on. Rain is the same way. They are the thunderers coming to the ground to come collect their family members' spirit and escort them with honor back home. When a person is thinking of a person who has passed, the tear that falls from the heart through their eyes will call the spirits and that loved one. On the other side, a protector who is always watching lets the other spirit know that a request has been made through the use of a tear. The spirit will get the spirit person being requested and bring them to the edge of the other side. They are given instructions and sent to Mother Earth to comfort and give our teachings to us in our dreams and our thoughts. They will bring such strong feelings of love that the tears, the medicine, will stop. They will use their spirit to step aside ours for a moment. They will think of the teachings and pass a personal message also to the person. A slightest ringing, a quick buzzing, a whisper of wind in the ear lets us know they have come and gone. The message and means has been delivered. As they leave, they will not look back. They cross back over at the edge, and the guardian spirit will have them turn, smile, and pass love one more time. This is when we know for sure they have come. A tear takes away those bad feelings, sorrow, anger, and gives us humor and laughter. A moment of love and harmony. Like the rain, a single tear can purify us and makes us better and stronger, taking away sickness, often used in self-healing when one is truly alone. This can be just a moment in time. During ceremony or time of need, the spirits will show a light blue color of healing, teardrop that is suspended in front of a person, or persons. They are showing through the sign that the healing has begun, or has happened in some cases. These spirits are our ancestors. They can be seen every night in the sky, the Milky Way, or as we say, the spirit path. Then the people do not have to be sad and cry for their loved ones, for each night they are with us and can be seen. Just off of the spirit path is my true compass, the North Star, the direction of my strength where the bear sits and sits alone, my clan, my brother. There, someday I will go after returning home and have a good visit. Such a good, healthy place, a place I go alone as my elders have told me to seek strength, my path, the North Star. Like the North Star, Bear Spirit, Spirit Path, our ancestors and the Thunderers will bless that teardrop and give that healing. And in times of personal healing with others and myself, I have seen the blue lights of the orbs and the white orbs and our ancestors and our helpers to help those that we're here for and to teach and to help heal. I've talked with my grandfather who's passed on, who's come to me and talked to me and showed me that everything was going to be okay. I've spoken with my other grandfather when I've missed him and spent an evening eating and spending time with him. Our ancestors are great spirits and helpers, and they love us. And to be healthy is to be balanced with earth, to be balanced with our spirituality, to be balanced with the animals and the creatures, to be balanced with the plants that we receive our medicinal properties from, and to live in a spiritual manner. That is what our ancestors teach us. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.